Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jordan was confused. She thought life ought to make sense to her by now. She was a senior in college, but it just didn't. In fact, the more she learned, it seemed like the less she knew. At least that's how she felt. And now, today, the situation had only gotten a little bit worse. It seemed like the shadows of darkness were creeping into her brain. She had been in physics class, and her professor was talking about the Heisenberg principle, that due to the properties of nature as both a particle and as a wave or wavelength, you can never really precisely determine the exact position and the exact momentum or velocity of any object. Really, she thought. Really? It was all very confusing. And her professor also said, there's no unified field theory that draws everything together. All these theories that we've studied, all these relationships about matter, we can't put them all together. At least no one has yet. And then in her humanities class, her postmodernist professor was teaching that all the latest philosophers, well, they all agreed on one thing, which was that there's no such thing as universal truth. How strange for that to be the only thing they agreed on. There was really, they said, no knowledge that can make a person wise enough to understand how life works. So she thought, why should I bother studying this? And in the gloomy corners of her dorm room, she was starting to get depressed. It was depressing. The idea that truth was relative, that truth can mean anything to anyone at any time, that my truth may not be your truth. What's true for you may not be what's true for me, at least not right now. And that's where the pain came in. You see, her ex-boyfriend, Jeremy, had said something like that when he had broken up with her. The truth is, he said, I don't love you anymore. That's not what he had said before, the night before. That's not what she had thought when she thought they were both in true love. So now the world seemed so very dark and cold. Is there no such thing as truth in this world? Can I count on anything? On anybody? Or was all this in vain? Why am I even going to school? She thought. What's the point of pursuing a career if I can decide on one? She just seemed to be drifting into this black hole of nothingness, where everything dissolved into nothing and nothing made sense. So Jordan asked her roommate, what do you think? Well, she wasn't of much help. Her roommate said, well, what you see is what you get, I guess. And then she went out to a party. Well, Jordan had turned to her advisor, who taught philosophy, and he just seemed to tell her the same thing, to talk more about, go find your own truth, that's what you need to do. And that just depressed her further. Well, Jordan decided not to ask her parents, even though she knew she would get some kind of a definitive answer. Dad would say something, or Mom would. But she didn't really think their advice would help solve her problem. Maybe she would ask them when she got home. Maybe not. Yet she felt as though this inky fog was beginning to envelop her. And it just chilled her. In fact, it made her shudder. It all seemed so pointless. But she had one more exam before the end of the term. And even that seemed pointless to her. But she decided to go to the library anyway. I might just as well do something pointless there as being pointless here, she thought. Well, she almost changed her mind when she stepped outside into that cold December evening. But something drew her onward. As she passed the campus chapel, the flickering of candlelight caught her eye. Ah, yes. They're getting ready for Christmas, she thought. And then her ears heard a familiar tune, a Christmas carol wafting through the darkness, a tune that she remembered from oh so long ago. Christmas carol or Christmas music anyway. She strained at her memory. What were the words? What were the words? Then they came to her. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Boy, I could use some light, she thought. So she went in, thinking that she would just sit in the back just for a few minutes and warm up a little bit. And when she went in, she discovered that, in fact, there was a Lessons and Carols concert going on. And in the warm candlelight inside the chapel, listening to the music that was being played and sung, she relaxed a bit. And she heard someone read this verse. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Yes. Yes. In addition to the phenomena around us that we can observe and measure and quantify, there is yet a deeper reality, a higher reality, something that gives meaning to what we experience. She could sense that in the candlelight. She could hear it in the music. She could see it in the smiles of the faces around her who were hearing that indeed God was purposeful. And God was acting purposefully in this world. In Jordan's world. In your world. This is the God who revealed himself in Jesus. The baby born of the Virgin Mary lying in those swaddling cloths in a manger. 2,000 years ago. Given by God on purpose. That purpose is so that we can make sense of our reality. Well, as Jordan listened, a warm glow spread across her face. In fact, she was elated. This is what she had always suspected, that indeed there is a purpose out there, that indeed there is such a thing as real truth. Absolute truth. Perfect truth. Eternal truth. We just need that light from above to reveal it to us. For there is a God, and He has a purpose. And so too do each of us have a purpose. And as God enlightens our darkened minds through Jesus Christ, we begin to know the truth. Dear Christian friends, 735 years before Jesus was born, as Corey read earlier, the prophet Isaiah spoke to the fearful people of Israel and Judah, people who were oppressed and threatened, people who had forgotten God, people who were worried about the deadly powers of Syria and Assyria in the lands that are now controlled by ISIS. And Isaiah spoke to them and said, even though you have forgotten God, God has not forgotten you, nor has God forgotten His promises. So Isaiah foretold of the birth of the Christ child. And he foretold it so specifically and so poetically that a Messiah would come. A Messiah would come first to the humble land of Galilee. And there He would work miracles. There He would teach profoundly the truth that only comes from God. And with those miracles, and with that teaching, He would be called Wonderful Counselor, Miraculous Counselor. If you don't believe His words, believe His miracles, which started the miracle of a virgin birth. Dear Christian friends, in today's world, we face a depressing darkness too, especially if we focus on ourselves. And that only if we focus on our own feelings, we're going to get depressed. Without God, we don't really know who we are or where we're going. And if we allow ourselves to think only of ourselves, we begin to despair in that darkness. What is darkness besides the absence of light? In 1 John 1:5, we hear that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. As we live in a world without darkness, a world of darkness without God, we live in a world of ignorance and apathy. Like Jordan, we may pursue the meaning of life, but we can't see it in the darkness. Like Jordan's boyfriend, Jeremy, we might also live in a darkness of apathy, hardly caring for our own fellow human beings, perhaps feeling unloved ourselves. We do not love others. We treat them like they're objects. That's living in darkness. Well, dear Christian friends, I imagine it was very dark that night when the shepherds were tending their flocks by night. I imagine it was extremely dark in their lives as they faced the same kinds of things that you and I face. But God interrupted that darkness. He interrupted it with a message of good news, of great joy for all people, that a Savior is born in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, God Himself. Christians, walk in the way of that creation. Walk in the way of that light that comes from God above. For as he is born, you are reborn in him. His cradle is now your cradle as you participate in him. His purpose is your purpose. And what a purpose it is! His purpose is the salvation of the world and eternal life. That's what you get to participate in at Christmas. And you should know that that Christ will stay by your cradle until the last morning is nigh. The morning when we see the glory of His redeeming grace in person. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds to eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.